Even when you know winter's coming, you never know how hard it's going to hit until it gets here. New Jersey, for example, of course, we've seen frequent snowstorms, extra cold temperatures. Places like the South, they've been hit by crippling ice storms. Just like a weather person supplies you with information about the weather, you as a parent should do likewise with your children. Here to discuss this whole concept is a senior meteorologist for the Fox News Channel and Fox Business Network. She is also an author of a great fun children's book, fantastic artwork, and a little life lesson in there too called Freddy the Frogcaster. And coming soon, a follow-up, Freddy and the Big Blizzard. We say good morning to Janice Dean. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Always good to have you back here and talk about, well, we'll talk about your books toward the tail end, but talk about the weather since that's in your wheelhouse. And you know what always amazes me with, you always see like, snowstorm is hitting and someone's going out to get a shovel, which I do every 5, 6, 7 years. It's like, you mean, do you throw your shovel out at the end of the season or they're walking in the store through the cold in the stores, through the parking lot. The kids are not even wearing coats. I mean, they were just people that just don't understand the risks and the dangers of the winter weather.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, my whole thing as a forecaster, the message that I like to get across with any type of weather event is be prepared. Don't be caught off guard. You know, one of my favorite expressions is fix the roof when it's sunny out. You know, be prepared before things happen. It'll take a lot of the stress out of it, obviously, and you won't be caught off guard. And I think, you know, that's the winter that we've had should kind of put the fear in people that this kind of thing can happen, and they need to be prepared. The images that we've gotten, that we've seen over the last couple of weeks, especially in Atlanta, Georgia, you know, those pictures came out where people were stranded on the highways. They ran out of gas. You know, people had to bring food to them. They were they had to go sleep in the local CVS or the grocery store, and the kids had to stay overnight at the school. I mean, that should tell you something that, you know, weather can happen at any given moment, and it's up to us forecasters, obviously, to tell you what's coming, but we can't predict the exact time and the exact location all of the time. So you have to kind of take your own, you know, be accountable, I guess.
And there's no excuse not to be informing, even if your power's out. Well, first thing, before you know, storm hits, you'd always make sure anything with batteries is either fully charged up or new batteries in. But if you have a battery laptop, you can always, there are plenty of outlets where you can watch streaming audio and video online of the TV, the weather forecast, the warnings to stay off the roads, and all these things. I mean, just some common sense would make the storms a lot less torturous, and you might even have some fun with these things.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you obviously don't want to put, you know, you don't want to be in danger, a dangerous situation, but the more prepared you are, you know, the better off you're going to be.
The idea, too, with the, you know, with the getting stuck in the road, and people will pack their house, you know, we call them hoarders, I guess, but they always just don't have the cars ready. And you mentioned Atlanta, and it can happen here in New Jersey too, where you have to get on the road, you have to be somewhere to do something or an emergency comes up. And any store has these all fully contained emergency kits, jumper cables to blankets to thermal,
right,
hand warmers. They have things now where you can get a one blast phone charge. You just pop this thing into your cell phone. You keep that in the trunk and you have instant communication. I mean, again, there's no excuse not to. You just have to take the time to do the prep work.
Absolutely. I think the car thing is a really good topic to bring up. I even talked to my husband about it the other day, is that we have a lot of supplies in the house. But what do we have in our car, especially if we have kids? You know, you never know what's going to happen, especially, you know, the Northeast got caught off guard a couple of weeks ago with a storm that we knew that was coming, but it came a little bit earlier. The storm, you know, the snow came a little bit earlier in the morning, and then there was sort of this mass hysteria as people started to realize, oh, my gosh, I've got to go pick up my kids at school. Oh, my gosh, I've got to go home and, you know, make sure I've got enough bread and water and that kind of thing. And, the Long Island Expressway was jammed for 4 or 5 hours for a 15-minute commute. So to have these things in your car, I think, is really, really important. As simple as some water, you know, a couple of granola bars, you know, hand warmers, blankets, chargers, phone emergency numbers, that kind of thing, you know, can get you out of a bind if you're on the roads for a couple of hours.
Talking with Janice Dean, weather forecaster for the Fox News Channel, Fox Business Network, author of Freddie the Frogcaster, and coming soon, Freddie and the Big Blizzard. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. So, and I should mention, too, Janice is a mom as well of two young boys. So bring a little motherly advice into all this as far as sitting down with your kids, because not just preparing with items for the weather, but you sort of have to, I know it sounds like, what our parents always said to us, but dress warm before you go out, because a lot of times this weather could be deceiving. A lot, personally speaking, 10 degrees with no wind feels less painful than 30 degrees with wind.
Right.
But 10 degrees with no wind is still going to damage your skin, your face, and your health.
Absolutely. And as parents, we have to realize this. A lot of times when I do the forecast, and it's been such an incredibly cold winter for much of the country, and when you talk about wind chills, exactly, it's much colder than the actual temperature when you have winds gusting 20, 30 miles per hour. So while we've had a lot of snow, it's very dangerous to have our kids go out and play in the snow because of the temperatures. And you have to realize that, that their skin can freeze, their beautiful skin can freeze in a very short period of time. They have to be really dressed warmly, and we as parents have to make sure that we understand that and to explain that to them as well, that even though we'll go out and we'll play in the snow when it's a little bit warmer outside because it's too dangerous to really go out there. You bring up a good point. This winter has been relentlessly cold, and just simple things like black ice, I think people are starting to really experience, unfortunately, because we've had these temperatures that go up and down, so any of the snow or the ice that's already on the ground melts when the sun comes out, and then overnight it freezes again. And I was walking my youngest to school the other day, and they didn't put salt out, and he kind of made a slip, and I we have to really be careful with our young ones. We have to make sure that we are protecting them as best as they can, especially walking across the street, and they don't realize that it's ice. It can be very dangerous.
That's a tip, too, for business owners and homeowners. Just don't shovel a little single shovel path of walk on your walkway or driveway, and don't throw the snow when you're shoveling or snow blowing your driveway. Don't blow it back out onto the street. That just makes a snow pack that other cars are going to slip on, and that just stays there till the spring thaw. You're not helping out matters doing that either. That's my little rant for the day.
Right. I mean, I don't want to be wagging my finger, but also, clean your car properly. Don't keep that big mound of snow on your car as you drive out, because ultimately it's going to land in somebody else's windshield.
And you can't see, too, especially, schools are not always closed when there's snow on the road. So there are you want to have total clear visibility when you're driving, not just a little porthole that you made with a gloved hand and then you hope the wind is going to take care of the
right.
rest.
That's right. I think, in weather like this, community support, people have to help one another. And I think, that big story out of Atlanta last week where people were, trapped in their cars and that kind of thing, I wish there was more of a story. Obviously, there was people blaming the mayor and the governor and the school system for not shutting the schools down. But the other part of that story is I thought there was a tremendous amount of generosity of neighbors and people helping each other. I think that that's another part of this, that we all have to kind of like, stop what we're doing and check on our neighbors, make sure they're okay, and lend a helping hand,
Wrapping up our time with Janice Dean, weather forecaster for the Fox News Channel, Fox Business Network, here in Issues and Ideas. And I mentioned Freddie the Frogcaster with the sequel coming up, Freddie and the Big Blizzard. Reintroduce us to Freddie and what his passion of life is and what you wanted to set out to do with these books.
So Freddie the Frogcaster is a frog that loves to forecast weather, and he has a fascination with the sky and the atmosphere and what's going around. And what I wanted to do with the book is, introduce kids to meteorology, to weather at a fairly young age. I was wondering myself before I wrote the book if there were any books that addressed weather and meteorology for kids, and there wasn't a whole lot. So I thought, wow, this is an opportunity for me. So what I wanted to do is bring a cute character, which is Freddie, who's a frog, and Russ Cox, who does the illustrations. I'm so blessed. He is an unbelievable illustrator, and he's going to be illustrating the next book, The Blizzard, The Big Blizzard, and the third book, too, which is going to come out next year.
Wow.
But so, you know, that was my goal, is I wanted to gently introduce terms that I use on television, like cold front, warm front, high pressure, low pressure, why things kind of happen in the atmosphere. Because you know what? I think our kids know way more than we give them credit for. And especially when we're sort of bombarded with images of, you know, people stranded in cars and things that can be very scary, I'd like to kind of take the scare out of that and open up the discussion between parents and teachers and the kids of why things happen. So that was my point of Freddie the Frogcaster, and obviously the Blizzard book will come out this fall with Freddie, you know, forecasting a big blizzard. And then the third book, which will come out next year, is going to be a hurricane. So we'll talk about why hurricanes happen and how you can prepare for them.
This is sort of like a parallel to Bill O'Reilly's books of, you know, everyone, you know, killing that person, killing this person. You got all these weather scenarios you can have Freddie injected into this. So this
right.
will be good.
But my stories have a much more optimistic ending.
Yeah. And it's also educational because guess what, Mom and Dad? You're actually bringing some science into the fun that the kids have reading all about Freddie.
Right, exactly. We, you know, we have to get our kids thinking about science and math at an early age because, you know, the job market, once they get older, is going to be jobs that require a lot of science and math. So if we can start at an early age, we're getting a head start.
So check out Freddie the Frogcaster, now available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Massive, great, glowing reviews. I didn't know Janice had that many friends and family members, but she...
Yes, exactly. I had to pay them all. No, I'm so fortunate. I'm so lucky that these wonderful people have written on Amazon these wonderful reviews. I feel very blessed.
And they get ready this fall for Freddie and the Big Blizzard. In the meantime, you want the weather, you want the facts, you want the information, and you want to have some fun about the weather, too. Check out Janice and her forecast and all the other fun stuff she gets to do on the Fox News Channel and Fox Business Network. Janice Dean, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thanks, Chris. Have a wonderful weekend.